Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips. First of all, I'd like to apologize because I know I haven't made a podcast in quite a time, and I've been getting a lot of questions and haven't had time to answer them, but it's been a real busy school year. We've been doing a lot of live work, and it's just been real time-consuming. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and answer one of those questions right now. I have just a few minutes. I'm traveling to... my wife's having a Christmas party where she works, so got a few minutes of travel time there. So anyway, in fact, I've got this a couple of same questions that I haven't answered, but kind of the same question, and that is, if you're going to paint something, what are the steps? Do I need to prime first or sand and then prime? You know, it's kind of confused on the process. Is it in between primer surfacer and primer sealer? But if I understand the question I'm getting, you just got a car that you want to paint, didn't really say anything about body work, and you just want to know how to paint it. You know what the steps are and which primers to use. Well, if you do not have any body work, and if the paint's in good condition, you can simply sand it with 400 to 500 grit. You can use that on a DA with an interface pad, or you can, you know, wet sand it. If you're a DIY out there, probably that would be the easiest method, you know, because you don't have to have a dual action sander or anything like that. But anyway, the first thing you want to do is wash the car good with soap and water, make sure all the wax and silicones are off, and then you want to wipe it down with some wax and grease remover. Just go to the paint store, your local paint store, and ask them about wax and grease remover, and they'll know what you're talking about. Every line of paint has their own brand. And wipe it down with that, and that just makes sure, you know, when you wax your car and run them through the car washes and the contaminants in the air, you know, make sure that all that is off. And then you can sand your car, like I said, with 400 to 500 grit sandpaper, and make certain to go around all your edges extremely good, because the paint's going to peel, that's where it's going to start. Now, if you didn't have any body work or damage and your paint was in good condition, by that I mean not cracking or peeling or anything like that, you can simply sand it with 400 to 500 grit, and you can paint right on top of that. Primer surfacer, let me back up. Epoxy primer is for bare steel, and that's for the corrosion protection. But if you didn't sand down to the metal, you still have your factory E-coat that does that for you, so you don't need the epoxy primer. If you didn't have any body work, you don't need primer surfacer, because that is designed to fill in scratches from doing your body work, you know, the sand mark scratches and any imperfections. So if you didn't have body work, you don't need to use that step. And the primer sealer is basically just to make the car uniform, the color, so that you're not painting over different colors. It helps hiding with the paint, because, you know, it's real, has a lot of pigment in it, it covers real well. So if you do have multiple colors, like primer spots where you've been priming, it's actually going to cost you less to use primer sealer, because it's going to cover all that a lot faster than paint would, because your primer sealer covers a lot faster than your base coat would. But if you, with all that out of the way, you don't have to use any of the primers. You can spray your paint right on top of the old paint finish, as long as it's sanded, and shoot your base coat, clear coat, and you're done. Just make certain that it is sanded well, and before you paint, that you do wash it again and wipe it down with wax and grease remover. Make certain everything's masked off, that you don't want to get painted, and tack it off the tack cloth to make sure all the dirt's off there. Then go ahead and start spraying. But anyway, I think that may answer the questions, a couple of them that I got, and if not, send me the message back, you know, having me clarify on that a little bit. And hopefully I'll start having more time to get back to you all a little more. So anyway, that's it for now. Take care. Talk to you soon. And one last thing I'd like to mention, if you're the first time for you listening to this, if you have questions, there's a lot of videos that, how to for DIY paint videos out there at collisionblast.com. So if you're wondering about something, there's a lot of videos in there that may answer your questions. So that's it.